Telegram Wallet adds 50x perpetual trading across crypto, stocks, and oil. Telegram's built-in crypto wallet launched native perpetual futures trading on April 2nd, powered exclusively by Lighter. The integration gives Telegram's 150 million wallet users access to 50-plus markets, including cryptocurrencies, equities, metals, and oil, with leverage up to 50x and a $1 minimum position size. No external app download or third-party wallet connection required. From chat app to trading terminal, the feature works directly inside Telegram's existing wallet interface. Users who already hold balances can open leveraged positions without leaving the app. The integration covers the major asset classes that perpetual DEXs have been adding throughout 2025 and 2026, BTC and ETH perps, alongside synthetic stock, gold, silver, and crude oil contracts. The one minimum entry is designed to pull in retail users who would never open a standalone DEX account. For context, Hyperliquid requires a minimum deposit of $10, and most centralized exchanges set perps minimums between $5 and $25. Telegram is betting that frictionless access inside an app people already use daily will convert casual holders into active traders. 50x leverage on a chat app wallet will raise eyebrows. Perpetual futures are already the primary source of retail liquidation losses in crypto, and embedding them one tap away from group chats lowers the barrier to entry for users who may not understand margin mechanics. Telegram's wallet does not appear to include mandatory risk quizzes or tiered leverage caps based on experience, features that most regulated exchanges now require. Lighter's volume play Lighter processed $65.47 billion in perpetual volume during March 2026, ranking fourth among decentralized perpetual exchanges. On announcement day, the platform reported $2.08 billion in 24-hour volume with $663 million in open interest. Those numbers are still a fraction of the category leader. Hyperliquid handled $178.23 billion in March, more than double Lighter's volume combined with the next three competitors. But Lighter now has something Hyperliquid does not: native distribution inside a messaging app used by roughly 950 million people monthly, 150 million of whom have activated the wallet. The LIT token jumped 5% on the news. Whether that holds depends on whether Telegram's user base converts into sustained trading activity or treats the feature as a novelty. The distribution advantage perpetual DEXs have historically competed on execution speed, fee structure, and asset selection. Lighter is adding a fourth dimension: embedded distribution. Instead of convincing users to visit a standalone website, connect a wallet, and deposit funds, the entire flow happens inside a chat thread. This mirrors the broader trend of financial services embedding themselves into existing platforms. Phantom launched a Visa debit card to let wallet users spend directly. Ramp added stablecoin accounts on Base for corporate customers. The pattern is the same: meet users where they already are. Perpetual trading volume surged over 300% in 2025, with monthly activity consistently exceeding $1 trillion. Telegram entering this market does not guarantee it captures meaningful share, but the distribution math is hard to ignore. Converting even 1% of those 150 million wallet users into active perps traders would represent a significant new cohort for on-chain derivatives. What this does not include, Telegram's wallet remains custodial for most users, and the perpetual trading feature inherits that model. Users are trusting Telegram's infrastructure and Lighter's smart contracts with their margin positions. For traders accustomed to self-custody options, this is a trade-off: convenience for control. The announcement also did not address regulatory positioning. Perpetual futures are banned or restricted for retail users in several major jurisdictions, including the US, UK, and parts of the EU. How Telegram plans to handle geo restrictions, if at all, was not specified. Given Telegram's history of regulatory friction, the TON settlement with the SEC in 2020, ongoing content moderation pressure in the EU, this is worth watching.